Hi, hello everybody. My name is Daiki. I want to introduce about a kendo. When I was a high school student, I had a kendo classes every year. When you hear kendo, you may think it's difficult, but actually, if you focus on your mind, you can do easily. If you do kendo, your concentrations must be improved. Therefore, I love doing kendo.
Hi, I'm Shin. I think sumo wrestling is a traditional sport in Japan. Do you know sumo used to be a ceremony of Shinto? Sumo has a lot of tradition, so modern sumo wrestlers should maintain traditional movements. I think we can feel tradition by watching sumo. Anyway, I think sumo is an exciting competition. If you watch a big sumo wrestler throw other wrestlers, you will say how dynamic it is.
Hi, my name is Kota. Let me tell you about judo. Judo is national sport. I am a judo player. I started practicing judo to be more active. Since I was 13 years old, I learned wabi-sabi in judo lessons. Wabi-sabi is Japanese. It means propriety. We Japanese have such a wabi-sabi culture. How about learning judo with Japanese culture?
Hi! My name is Chucky. Let me tell you about karate. Karate began in the 15th century and it was spread to each prefecture from Okinawa. It is also spread to the world after World War II. That's why karate became familiar as Japanese traditional sports around the world. And taekwondo and kickboxing are based on karate. Can you believe it? By the way, there are several karate. Each color has meaning. For example, white belts are for beginners. On the other hand, black belts are for experts. Karate is popular among women as an art of self-defense. Anybody can start practicing and learning karate, so how about doing karate too? I think your speed will be brushed up soonly.